Welcome to Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia. This podcast is a collection of messages designed to help you grow in our three anchors of real devotional life, real community, and real responsibility.
We hope that you enjoy this message and that it encourages you in your spiritual growth.
Well, thank you so much for those announcements, Pete. And hello, Chi Alpha. It is good to be back with you this week. My name is Jen Moss, and I'm on staff with Chi Alpha. I graduated from UVA in 2016 and have been here ever since. I love hanging out with you guys. I love getting coffee with you guys. I love being one of your pastors, and I miss you on grounds. Please believe me when I say that I miss you guys on grounds. I brought you back to the hub so that you could hang out with me here tonight. And I thought we could hang out. We could chat for a minute. We could chat about what I need to be reminded of often. So I don't know about you guys, but I have felt the urge to post on social media right now more than ever. I had Chipotle with my roommates on our concrete slab, if you will. It's our patio. We have a dry rotted table out there. We brought chairs from inside to outside and we ate Chipotle. And I thought, Visco, I should post this to Visco. If you're one of my 12 followers, you know what I'm talking about. But it was like, I needed an extra connection point. I needed to prove something to someone. I needed to say, well done, Jen. You fed yourself tonight. It's a pretty night. You're hanging out with your roommates. Great job. And I think right now I have this energy I don't quite know what to do with. I have this longing for connection I don't quite know what to do with. And I think it's that time of the year, springtime, where we are noticed by other people. Whether it's your peers, whether it's your friends, your mentors, your classmates, your professors, you get to like present projects right now that you've been working on all semester, maybe all year long. You get to present a project, you get to wear fancy clothes. Your mom might post about it on Facebook, you pretend to be embarrassed, but like low key, thank you, mom, because I worked so hard on that. Or maybe you have been looking forward to semi-formal. An opportunity to dress up, an opportunity to hang out with your friends and do something so joyful. You are gonna dress up, you're gonna take pictures in the gardens, you're gonna go wherever allows 24 people to get a reservation at the same time, and you're gonna come to semi-formal, and it's gonna be a good time. Maybe you wanna have bonfires outside right now with your friends. Maybe you wanted to graduate. And I know some of you are like rolling your eyes right now. You're like, yes, Jen, I get it. Those are all the things that I want to be doing. I wish I was in Charlottesville. I wish I was doing all of those fun things with my friends, and I am not. And so what do we do with that? What now? What do we do now that we know that we don't get to do the things we wanted to do? I think we have found ourselves in a time of hiddenness. Some of us have been here before and some of us have not. This is the first time that we have felt so anonymous. Nobody knows how we fill our days. It's unseen. Celebrations are not celebrated. Accomplishments are not celebrated. And that's what winter is supposed to be about. We're used to our chunky sweaters and Clem. We're used to grinding it out. But when springtime comes, we want to pop out. We want to do these fun things outside with our friends. We want to do our work, but we want it to be done. So there's like this angst that we're all dealing with right now in unique ways. And so with that to set the stage, what do I need to be reminded of often? I need to be reminded that with God, time is not wasted. If you guys are taking notes tonight, write that down across the top of your paper. You can write that in the prettiest font. With God, time is not wasted. And so I need to be reminded that God is in these hidden moments, that when no one else can see me, God is with me, and he is not wasting time. So there's a great debate happening on the internet right now. I know you guys are familiar with it, and it's, should I be really productive right now? Or should I lean into self-care and realize a pandemic is happening? Should I Marie Kondo my house? Should I paint a masterpiece? Should I write a blog post or maybe a short story or maybe a novel? You gotta write something right now. You have the time, you can learn a new language. Should I be really, really productive? Or should I realize this pandemic is happening? And should I take care of myself the best that I can, take care of my family the best that I can, but not try to add anything to my plate, knowing that I'm managing all of the stress and my normal life altogether? I'm not interested in answering this question. I don't know if it's the right question to be asking. I don't know if we can do a one size fits all for society. And dare I say, I don't think that we can. So instead tonight, I want to look at what scripture says, what God's word says about times like this, seasons like this. And this is something that I need to be reminded of often, whether I'm in the middle of a pandemic or not. So would you guys turn with me to Psalm 1? So Psalm 1 starts what's known as the Psalter. And these are songs that were put together. There are 150 of them. And these songs express the character of God. They explain to the person reading them or singing them who God is and the history of God with his people. They talk about creation, the fall. They talk about redemption. They talk about restoration. And this is the first one. This is the first psalm. So it's the intro to the book. It was put here on purpose. And it's kind of like a summary of the whole Old Testament. I'll tell you that at the beginning. The summary kind of goes like this. Blessed is the one who is with God. God blesses those who delight in him. And then the opposite prevails for the wicked. Blessed is the one who delights in the Lord. And the opposite prevails for the wicked. So the screen will be, the text will be on the screen. And would you guys read with me? Psalms are meant to be read aloud. They're often poetry, which is more easily memorizable than prose. And we can kind of take the turns together. We can slow down. We can take this in a couple of ways if we read it together. So Psalm 1 reads, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." So this is what we're going to talk about tonight. This is where we're going to land. Get comfortable. The psalmist starts out, "Blessed is the one." Blessed means content. Blessed means happy. Content is the one. And the psalmist moves on, "Who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers." Who does not walk in step with the wicked. Walking indicates you're going with something. Not walking in the opposite direction, you're walking with. Walking in step with the wicked. You're listening, you're checking it out. Standing in the way that sinners take. Standing means you're with them. You're pausing, you're giving it more of your attention. We have the opportunity to do this all the time. We have the opportunity to engage with media that we should not engage with. We have the opportunity to be dishonoring to people around us. We have the opportunity to be hateful with our speech, or I don't know, the list goes on and on. We have these opportunities. And the last one is to sit in the company of mockers. You sit down, if you plant yourself down with the mockers, you're saying, "I'm here to stay. I have nowhere else to go. I am hanging out with you guys." And who is a mocker? A mocker is someone that's prideful. A mocker says, "I know what you think, and I think you don't think the right thing. And I get my title from thinking that you think the wrong thing." Mockers are known for what they are against, not what they're for. And so if you sit in the way of mockers, you're not blessed. That's what we know so far. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. Instead, the ones that are content, the ones that are happy, the ones that are blessed are those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night. Jen, what does this mean? This means those of you that read this word, you memorize it, you read it, you study it with your friends in core group, you listen to this video on Monday nights, that you're willing to engage with the word of God, that you're willing to engage with scripture and delight in it, that you meditate on it, that you pray. You guys are doing this and you're growing in these things. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water. I'm no botanist, but I see tree and I see water and I think that tree is doing well, right? This tree is thriving. It is near water, which gives it life. And this person who meditates on the law day and night is thriving because this person is receiving life. And then we move on. Like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in its season, So excuse me, psalmist, I would like a noteworthy accomplishment, maybe weekly, even monthly would probably do, that I can tell everyone about, that I can point to all of the ways that I've earned it, all of the ways that I've been blessed. I just want to give you something producible. And if you could do that, God, that would be awesome. But the psalmist does not say this. And this is not what is said about the character of God. Instead, it says that this person will bear fruit in season. I hope that you guys have a really close-up view to spring right now. Charlottesville is beautiful. We have purple, we have pink, we have yellow, we have white flowers everywhere. In the trees, on the ground, people are taking really good care of their lawns because they're at home and they're staring at them all the time. And it's beautiful. My roommates and I are taking pictures as we go on walks, even though we're in our quarantine clothes. It's so pretty. But you guys, think about those flowers when it is not springtime, when it is the other three seasons of the year. Those flowers are not cute. Nobody's taking pictures of them. This is their season, but not every season is their season. So what does that mean for us? What does that mean that we can learn from the nature around us? What does the psalmist tell us? What does this nature show us about our tendencies? These seasons are not applauded. Winter is not applauded for these flowering trees, but winter is productive. Think of being knit in your mother's womb. This is how the Bible describes a baby growing inside of a mother's womb. That is totally unseen. The only part of that that we see from the outside is the mother's belly growing, but we do not see all of the miraculous work that's happening inside. And this is so formative. This is the time that you are forming and no one can see it. When a seed gets planted and the roots start to grow and the sapling starts to come up, no one can see it. And yet it's so important. What can we learn from this nature? What can we learn from these metaphors of the Bible? I wonder if you're watching from Charlottesville, if you're watching from California, if you're watching from somewhere in between, or maybe Columbia. What does this mean for you? What can you learn from what the psalmist is saying about fruit being produced in season? I'm wondering how you will choose to spend this hidden season. Will you desire to come out of it with fruit? And will you take the time to water the soil of your faith life right now? When you have no accountability, will you choose to do that? When my dad passed away last summer, a dear friend of mine gave me a white orchid, an ode to remembrance. It was beautiful. It sat in my room on my dresser. And I watered it for months. And then one day it died and it looked like this. And I thought, oh shoot, I killed it. But I did a little bit of research about orchids and it turns out that this is part of the life cycle. So I think I'm supposed to trim it. But you get the idea. This is not cute, but I have continued to faithfully water this because I'm hopeful for the future when I will see fruit again on this. And we are the same way. We get to be faithful. On the converse, the psalmist says, "Not so are the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away." Chaff is this little protective cover on grain that when it comes off, it's totally useless. It's not edible for humans. It blows away in the wind. And the metaphor here is saying, you don't have roots like this tree that's by the water. No, you are just picked up by the wind. You're picked up by the next thing. You're not rooted in the truth of scripture. You're swayed by the culture. You're blown on with the next fad. Do you want to be chaff? Or do you want to be the tree by the stream? But friends, can I also say this? Alicia Sholey, in her book, Anonymous, points out that not only does this time point toward what our future is going to look like, it also has something to say about our past. She says it like this: our pain and moments of hiddenness are not so much preparing us for the next thing as they may be revealing everything we've done up until this point to prepare for this point. I'm going to read that one more time. Our pain and moments of hiddenness are not so much preparing us for the next thing as they may be revealing everything we've done up until this point to prepare for this moment. So how did you react to the sudden isolation? How did you react to all of these things being stripped away from you at once? What has come up within you? What have you missed? What have you longed for? What have you desired? I think they point to the things that we value. It points to what we desire. I think those things are important. Once I gave up sugar for a month, and I can't tell you the number of dreams that I had about birthday parties and being presented a piece of birthday cake. That's how the dream would end. I would receive a plate and on it would be a beautiful piece of birthday cake and I would know that I couldn't eat it. I've never dreamed about birthday cake before then. I've never dreamed about birthday cake since, but when I could not eat sugar, I was super aware of that. What are you really aware of right now that you're missing? Just recently, a couple of weeks ago, I had a dream that I went to a store, and I bought a little brown wallet. This wallet exists online. It exists in real life. Elaine Chun, this is your wallet. I think it's so cute. I've been eyeing it. I've been like looking for when it goes on sale. And you guys, this was my dream when I could not go to the store. I could not go shopping. I could not touch the things I wanted to touch. I could not obtain the objects I wanted to obtain. I find that story embarrassing, but it is true. And I wonder what is true of you. Are you longing for friendship right now? Are you longing for companionship right now? I know that I wanted to visit Jenny Groff in New Haven. She's one of my best friends. She moved to a new city and I wanted to visit her this spring. Valentine and I had planned to go to Canada. And plan's a loose term because neither one of us are planners, but we had talked about going to Canada and I wanted to do that with Valentine. And we don't get to do that. I wanted to go home for Easter. I wanted to spend it with my family. And I didn't get to do that. The psalmist concludes, "For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction." With God, time is not wasted. With God, He is watching over us in this hidden time where we get to decide if we want to sleep in or if we want to stick to a schedule, where we get to decide if we want to work out or not work out, if we want to rest, if we don't want to rest, how we fill our time, if we're going to work as unto the Lord in our schoolwork or if we're going to work as unto barely passing in this pass-fail game. My hope tonight is that you see that you have a choice. In a time where choice has been stripped away from you in so many ways, do you see that you have a choice to be the tree or to be the chaff? Do you want to be the tree by the stream who will be blessed? Or do you want to be the chaff that is blown away by the wind? Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to God. Are you honoring God at this time? In your friendships, in your speech, in your schoolwork, in your family relationships? Are you working as unto the Lord? Or are you working as unto yourself? For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. I am trusting that the Lord is going to bring fruit in season. That's what the psalmist tells us about the nature of God. I'm also trusting that if we do not delight in the Lord, we will be blown away. I think that's really clear. But take heart, my friends, because the psalmist says that in season, we are going to yield fruit. And the psalmist's only qualification for that is that we delight in the Lord. And we all have the opportunity to do that. All of us. Whether you've done it before, whether you've never approached God, you have the opportunity to delight in the Lord and meditate on His law, His word. Right now, we're doing something super practical to engage with His word. We have a 100-day reading plan that we're doing. And even if you didn't start it on time, you can start with day one. You're not too late. This thing was written thousands of years ago. You're not too late. You can join in where people are now so that you can have some accountability. Find someone else that is interested in reading the Bible right now too and read it alongside them. Talk about it with them. Talk about it with someone in your core group. This is a really practical way to jump in. Maybe you've been reading the New Testament. Maybe you have been reading the Bible and you are going to step into a different spiritual discipline right now. You're going to delight in the Lord in a new way. Maybe you're going to fast. Maybe you're going to grow in prayer. God is strengthening our souls during this time, and we get to partner with Him in that. And I think that is very exciting. My hope for Chi Alpha is for the strong forest that we are becoming. So my fourth year of college, I had the opportunity to fulfill a bucket list dream of mine and go see the Redwoods in California. I was there with four of my classmates, and we entered into the forest and we were totally silent. We look up and these trees are magnificent. They are big. It's indescribable. And you look on the plaque and it says these trees are hundreds, if not thousands of years old. And we spent about a full day there and we did not see the trees grow. But in time, they are growing. In season, they are producing fruit. In time, God makes beautiful things. And so I'm hopeful for the forest that Chi Alpha is and Chi Alpha is becoming in time. Does that make sense, you guys? Will you choose to be a tree by a stream? That's the right answer. Will you guys choose to do that? Will you choose to join into this forest? You are joining into something. You don't have to be a tree on your own. Beautiful things take time. And with God, time is not wasted. He promises us in this psalm prosperity and fruit. But this is fruit and prosperity on His own terms, so don't get any funny ideas. I'm excited for the forest that Chi Alpha is and for the forest Chi Alpha is becoming. Will you guys pray with me? Lord, thank You for these words. Thank You for Your scripture, God, that we know is breathed by You. Thank You that it teaches us, God, that it corrects us. God, that it is training us in righteousness. And God, I pray over every student listening, Lord, that they would choose to be a tree that is by streams, God, that they would choose life in your words, Lord. That if someone has not chosen life in your word before, that they would do so tonight. God, I pray over this next week as this forest continues to grow. And we pray all of these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia podcast. For more information, you can visit our website, xaatuva.com.